This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. Wow, what a 24 hours we've had. What a really 5 days, the G7 Summit, the Bilderbergs, now North Korea. It is 6/12/2018, almost the middle of the month. Summer's just moving right on by. I am Daniel Brigman, your honored host, and this is the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. A little less than a week. The G7, Trump strolls in like John Wayne kind of or something, starts siding with South Korea. You can see in that now famous picture, infamous, you got Merkel on one side with European quote-unquote allies on one side of the table, and Trump sitting down with other Asian representatives. It almost looks like a dividing line. What do we want? What kind of future do we want? The big news of the day, without question. And like I said, this may be the biggest news of the year, if not the decade. We'll see. Trump, for the first time, an American president, meets with the head of North Korea in almost all of our lifetimes, at least that we can remember. And quite a display. The flag, I don't know if you saw the handshake, you know, the photo op where they meet together. You see the flags. Their flag is red, white, and blue also. Pretty interesting. So you have them next to each other. You see the sea of red, white, and blue. You don't see any of the light blue, orange. Remember, Joyce, you always used to talk about that with the United Nations. You don't see any of that. That was kind of cool. What was gained? What was lost? What was this all about? Let's get a couple news stories and some interesting points, I think, that are important. Later on today, in about a half hour, Catherine Austin Fitz is going to be on. Love her. Sharp, sharp lady. Of course, she was in the first Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush administration in housing. Very sharp. The publisher of the Solari Report. We're going to ask her about North Korea, among other things, the space-based economy. Always love her. So stay tuned for her after these news stories. This is from the New York Times. Pledge to halt military exercises surprises Pentagon. This is a little twist at the end of the summit. Trump promised to stop the joint military exercises with South Korea, our ally there, as calling them provocative and expensive and war games. Well, I think probably all of those things are true in some sense, but they do serve a purpose. Let's get back to the summit itself. Out of Reuters, historic summit ends with this promise. U.S. President Donald Trump said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un pledged at historic summit on Tuesday to move toward complete denuclearization while the United States promised its old foe security guarantees. What does that mean? And you can certainly understand in Kim's position, whether you like him or hate him, I can certainly understand his position. The start of negotiations aimed at banishing what Trump described as North Korea's, quote, very substantial nuclear arsenal could have far-reaching ramifications for the region, and in one of the biggest surprises of the day, Trump said he would stop military exercises with old ally South Korea, as we just mentioned from the New York Times. Starting last night, was really looking at this intently in the coverage by corporate media. And you can tell a lot. It's pretty interesting. Very duplicitous, I would say, for the majority of them. Interesting. On MSNBC, Zabrinsky's daughter, what's her name, Mika? Mika Zabrinsky, Zabignew's daughter, who's on MSNBC. She's sitting here with a panel with herself, Joe Scarborough, Richard Haass, president of the CFR, among some other people, and they're lecturing us about how what a bad deal this is. On CNN, Amanpour, and says that Trump's reaction is shocking and disgusting and quote unquote depressing. Are you for real? Really? Are you kidding me? You're going to lecture Richard Haass, president of the CFR, is going to lecture me about international relations, stated their own goals, want to get rid of American sovereignty and do these. You notice how for decades, the corporate media refused to acknowledge the underbelly of politics, these secret combinations, whatever you want to call it, these open secret societies. organizations like the Trilateral Commission. You know, it's the big news. Zabrinsky, Mika passes off to a Washington Post editor who knew her father, and she said, well, I think about what my father would say at this time. Will you please fill the audience in? I'd rather you say. And then he talks about the trilateral and the relations and the tensions. Well, the tension in that region is central to the Trilateral Commission. It's central to, as Joel Skousen has very eloquently put forward, to this linchpin of global power struggle, of usurping American authority, of using China's might on the back end. Of course, China's at the root of all this. I don't think we'd be naive to think any different, that China's not involved somehow, and that Trump throwing them a bone about the taking away the military exercises is that a throwing a bone to China? You know, that's one thought that came to me. So it was very interesting how they started lecturing him. Well, Trump didn't give up anything. Okay, well, how long ago was it that they were lecturing us again about Trump threatening North Korea with war, that we can't go to war, they're threatening us with war? So now he's talking, not threatening war, but they're talking, and he's criticizing him for that. Okay, I thought that was very interesting. Then he called Kim a brutal regime. Well, during the Olympics, they were talking glowingly about North Korea. NBC was glowingly about North Korea and about how funny it was that the people were cheering, were throwing a cold shoulder to Ivanka, but cheering the Ung family, Kim Jong's family, Kim Jong-un's family. Does that seem duplicitous to you? I mean, I'm trying not to take sides. I'm trying to look at this objectively. I mean, obviously, I'm an American, and I'm looking at it from that standpoint, and in more of a conservative position, more likely America First position is my personal centric world. But isn't that so duplicitous? And so, I mean, you lecture him when he threatens war. By the way, the threat of war not only scared China for the first time, and the other thought that came to my mind when Trump was elected, is this not one of the major reasons that we elected Donald Trump, that he got elected, that America had confidence in him? Because we wanted somebody of his stature, his negotiating ability, that seemed to have America first in his mind. I mean, we'll see. He certainly has proposed that. Isn't that what we want him for? Is in that moment, we didn't feel like the Bushes, we didn't feel like Obama, we didn't feel like Clinton. They gave away the farm and didn't know how to handle these situations. Well, Trump, like a bull in a china shop, has threatened nuclear war. MSNBC calls him a brutal regime now. Now it's like Hitler. Okay. If he is like Hitler, if Kim Jong-un is like Hitler, like you say, then why were you complaining when Trump wanted to take him out? So it's either, we're either going to work with him, work with what we got to try to a better future here, and obviously we're going to have to make concessions. Obviously he's not exactly mankind's best friend, certainly to his people. That's obvious. We're either going to have to make some concessions to that and work past that, or we're going to have to just take him out and go and risk some kind of real war with China. One of the two. So CNN doesn't want either one. MSNBC and some of the people on Fox don't want that. That's the message we're getting out of this. And they complain that Trump didn't get enough and that he's giving away too much. Look, stopping the joint exercises, that's meaningless. That's meaningless in this big scheme of things. To me, we could start them tomorrow. Like Trump says, if the negotiations don't go well, if we don't see progress that we want to see on the denuclearization, we'll start them back up. What's the big deal? It's not like our warheads aren't there. It's not like our soldiers aren't already there. You think they can skip a drill every once in a while? Is that okay? It really is a show of provocation. It is a show of a war game. I mean, really, isn't that what it is? Do you think that North Korea now thinks that America will not take action if they don't straighten up and fly right? Do you think that? If that's the case, then this will all be for naught, and it really is going to get flipped on its head, and it's going to turn to weakness. I agree with that. But nothing in this makes me feel that that's true to this point. He signed an agreement of complete denuclearization. It wasn't CVID like Joel Skousen had talked about, complete verifiable, irreversible denuclearization. Joel Skousen's very skeptical. Now, I'm not as skeptical. I have a more wait and see. I'm getting emails, people asking me what I think, and I'm trying to report and try to be objective and give my a little bit of my opinion. I think this is a very important moment. No other president in my lifetime certainly has ever been able to do anything like this. The rhetoric, the threats, the unconventional style, who Trump is, the mandate, semi-mandate of the people, got him to this point. Everything that he's been criticized for got him to this point. So on some level, great job. Did he get everything he wanted? No. Now, you got to look at Kim. Do you think Kim's going to walk in there and just hand all his cards on the table and just put, you know, it's like walking into a saloon, Old West saloon, and just, you know, start taking his knives out and his guns out and everything and just put them down on the table? Why would he not? Especially when it comes to America. And why would anybody do this, being involved with America? Gaddafi, in the early part of this century, America wanted concessions, wanted denuclearization, wanted all kinds of things. Gaddafi gave him whatever. What do you want? I'm trying to get along. Let's have peace. I want my people to be blessed. And certainly, he had his faults. We all do. But he generally had a path that he wanted to help his people. He said, fine, I'll do whatever you want. You want people to come in, inspectors, whatever. I'll do it all. I'll do it all. Whatever you want. And what happened? Well, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, the globalist poster child, she says famously, we came, we saw, he died. Do you think for one second, I think this is very, what's the word on Trump's part? This is very intelligent, but it's deeper than that. It shows a lot of understanding of the situation, the magnitude of the situation, and from Kim's position. Okay, we can A, go in there like brute force and say, we don't care, we're just going to take you out, we're going to destroy your whole regime, or whatever word you want to use. We can do that, or we're going to do B, we want prosperity for everybody. To me, looking at the position Kim's in, looking at where we are, this is a major step, major. To me, this is a major accomplishment. Now, where it goes from here, we shall see. Are they playing Trump? We'll see. But this is something. I mean, you listen to the corporate media, they act like he just shot your dog and stole your Christmas tree like the Grinch or something. I don't get that at all. You know, and of course it coincides with, you know, Robert De Niro yelling at him at the Tony Awards and dropping F-bombs and what have you. This is a very big deal. Very big. We'll wrap it up in a couple other news stories. Of course, you can go to thepowerhour.com to check out the news. Everything's on sale store-wide at the Power Mall. Check that out. And Catherine Austin Fitz coming up. So glad that you're with us. A very important day in American history, and we'll discuss that more on the other side. Stay tuned.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Another interesting, I don't know, side note to this whole North Korea thing. Dennis Rodman was on an interview on CNN with a Make America Great hat, talking about maybe a little from North Korea's position, how Kim Jong-un has felt his whole life, all he's known, that no country has ever lived up to an agreement or lived up to anything that they said to him. And that I think seeing them, there genuinely was a little bit of a connection. I think Trump is a charmer. I think he's a wheeler dealer. Did he paint a vision, a picture? And he's getting criticized for talking about condos and hotels. He mentioned the some of the greatest beaches of the world are there in Korea. And right between, or North Korea, right between South Korea and China, and the value there, and giving him a vision of possibly being, economically growing out of this. And growing economically out of it is a solution also. You know, it's like you can attack them with bombs and you can kill them, you can take them out, or you can capitalize them to death. You know, you can capitalize the regime and you can wake up his people, you know, showing them something else. And I think it seems like South Korea in that picture, and there's a reason I mentioned that picture from the G7 summit. There was like battle lines being drawn on this, ideological lines, a new thinking. South Korea was certainly on that side. Japan was on that side. Of why don't we just accelerate mankind? Why don't we accelerate mankind's prosperity? And, you know, we're going to stop these war games. We want to bring the soldiers back in. Anyway, what's the big deal? Why don't you build these beaches, Kim? Let me show you something else. Let's show you what we have planned. And I think that's what he's offering. I think that's what he went to the G7. And the globalists have certainly went kicking and screaming. John McCain, my God. I don't like to wish for people to die, but geez, he comes out of the woodwork and wants to talk about, well, all the world, you know, America stands with you even if our president doesn't. Really? Are you kidding me? You freaking sellout. I mean, this is... these politicians are... And this is why Trump is in the position he is, because he's not a quote-unquote...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Voters in five states, including Nevada and Wisconsin, are going to the polls today. Larry Sabato is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia. He says the latest move by President Trump in North Korea could be a game changer.
What was the complaint you heard frequently from Trump critics? He was bellicose. He would get us into a war. Mm-hmm. We were going to be fighting North Korea. Guess what? That's over. Whatever happens in the future, I don't think it will be as bellicose. So he's changed his image.
President Trump said the summit may not have even happened had it not been for this one person.
Otto Warmbier is a very special person, and he will be for a long time in my life. His parents are good friends of mine. I think without Otto, this would not have happened. Otto did not die in vain. He had a lot to do with us being here today.
Quick look at your numbers midway through the trading day this Tuesday. Currently, the Dow is up right around 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
My word, we had quite a I apologize, we had a storm, a flash storm, and a lightning strike like you wouldn't believe here. My internet went out. I'm on the backup right now. Sorry about that. So we're back up. We got Catherine coming. John is working on that. What's cut off is about Trump. If you want to go to any of the bigger news stories today, I didn't have time to get to them. Go to thepowerhour.com and, of course, thepowermall.com for the products. Everything's on sale. 877-817-9829. We see Trump. I get the feeling he is offering, prosperity. He's using almost prosperity, capitalism, human ingenuity, man's ingenuity, mankind's ingenuity as a weapon here. And the no army can stop an idea whose time has come. And isn't it time that we reignited mankind instead of just suppressing them all the time? And I get that feeling with North Korea. Trump is getting criticized for discussing the hotels on the beaches, talking about his beach, North Korea's fantastic beaches, and the opportunity there. I got the feeling generally looking at him, it seems like there was a little bit of a connection made. I hope there was some genuineness between them, and we'll just see. But very exciting times. I think it's certainly a positive thing. I don't know how it's negative. I mean, what was the alternative? What was 2 years ago? What was the alternative? And even Joel Scalzin is skeptical, and I love Joel, and I think he makes valid points. But I think overall this is positive. We'll see where it goes from here. I'm cautiously optimistic. Now, our next guest, I lost my internet. I don't have her bio, but she really needs little introduction. Of course, she was working in the first George Bush administration in housing. She is all known throughout the world. She's very intelligent. You know, some people are intelligent, and then some people are a little notch above and sharp. And we get sharp people here. Catherine Austin Fitz is sharp. The Solari Report, Solari.com. It's her website. Very good to have her on. Catherine, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hi, it's great to be back. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. I don't know if you heard. We had a massive lightning strike about 3 minutes before you came on, and so I'm on a backup phone.
Well, it's really funny because I pre-recorded an interview today, and our recording service, which never goes down except under extreme moments, went down 3 times, and we had to sign up for a new one. Just to get the recording. Well, to say that the systems in America are unreliable and hacked is an understatement.
Well, we have a lot to talk about. I got your the talking points that you went over with our producer. Let's start with something else. Obviously, North Korea is the big news of the day, less than 24 hours away since the summit. What's your overall reaction and overall feeling about where this is going?
Well, where this is going is a reset of the global currency and financial systems. What you're doing is you're getting into the BIS system, the last holdout or one of the last holdouts. So as you build out the hardware with smartphones and satellites globally and tear up net neutrality and roll out 5G, what you're trying to, and get smartphones into everybody's hand, what you're trying to do is get to the point where you can go to an all-digital currency and all-digital financial system.
So you think this summit is less about denuclearization and more about a whole new world order? That we hear that term new world order. It's just a new world order. Would that be accurate?
Well, I'm not sure if I would use that word, but it's about doing two things. One is dramatically reducing the financial transactions globally, so you can bring everybody into the system. Number one, and the second is you can institute a total control system, which is what digital cash combined with telecommunications delivered mind control gives you.
So you see this summit with North Korea as not as much about peace as about bottom line money, new global economy, new global currency.
Well, I see it much more about control, central control. So we know when 9/11 happened, General Wesley Clark was in the Pentagon, and they said we're gonna basically invade and take over seven countries or have regime change seven countries in 5 years. Basically, that process was designed to get everybody into the tent so that you could do this kind of centralization.
Well, I was going to wait to talk about cryptocurrencies, but we might as well now. Cryptocurrencies, is this all a bait and switch to kind of get us to buy into that? Is this a precursor to that?
I would say that cryptocurrencies are prototyping. So before you can do digital currency, and given the information systems, it doesn't have to be one digital currency. You just need all digital systems that you can, as long as you control the hardware, ultimately you control. So you just need to prototype how to do it. And so I would say that what we're watching with the prototyping of different cryptocurrencies, and the important thing to watch is blockchain, is you're basically having the freedom fighters, if you will, prototype the train tracks to do this, number one. It's going to take a lot of work, and we have a long way to go until you get there. So that's number – you're sort of prototyping and building the train tracks at the same time. But the other thing you're doing is – the smart money is trying to buy up all the hard assets in the planet, and you're sucking an enormous amount of the general population who is moving into hard assets out of hard assets and into basically the ultimate in non-sovereign fiat currency.
Mm-hmm. So do you see this as setting up as just basically a trap?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a trap. I would say it's many things. It's a prototype. I mean, you know, these guys are fabulous. There's a concept in permaculture called stack functions, and they always stack functions. So we're seeing an enormous amount of money laundered to the U.S. equivalent of color revolutions. You know, so it's when Dr. Farrell first saw it, Bitcoin, he said, oh, this is Hitler's wet dream. He said, infinite amount of money to, you know, to finance private armies. So you know, the private armies of centralization are basically all the activists and the trial balloons of what they want to do are being financed with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So that's one. But the second thing is you have lots of smart young people and lots of freedom fighters sitting around and inventing and prototyping for you, and you need massive. You know, here's the thing. If I hired all the smartest guys in the world and I put them in a room, you know, like the Manhattan Project and said, invent this, it would go much slower than if I just let 1,000 flowers bloom and have all the freedom fighters all over the world, you know, kind of trying and inventing things.
I equate this similar to Napster, and I've made that parallel. I don't know if you remember Napster in the 90s. You know, you could fill up your computer with music all over the world. The music industry, they had lip service about it, but they did nothing about it until it was time. And then when everybody was bought into it and knew how to do it and had adopted this downloading iTunes system, then boom, they flipped the switch and iTunes came up. So I see it as similar to that.
Right. So there's a wonderful book I really recommend if you're interested in this phenomena, called The Master Switch by Tim Wu, who's a professor at Columbia and ran for lieutenant governor in New York. And what it basically describes is the fact that the history of information technology is, you know, you have a period of – a new technology comes out, you have a wonderful period of innovation, and then wham, suddenly all of a sudden everything consolidates into, you know, one or two – basically, but more central control. And so you have central control, but it's really designed and prototyped and invented by the people who are hoping to use this to decentralize. And I would just say, here we go again.
That's very interesting that you brought up the global currency in regard to North Korea. I had not thought about that angle. What do you make of Trump? You know, Trump's getting ridiculed for talking to Kim about, you know, beachside hotels and prosperity and almost using this option of prosperity as a weapon instead of bombs. Hey, here, come take the bait, come take the carrot. What do you make of that?
I say, you know, bravo. You know, we can make money by having wars, or we can make money by enjoying peace. Which would you prefer?
Well, yeah, that's what I said. You know, and I would sit here. I agree, Kevin. I mean, are we the dumbest people on the planet or what? I watch corporate media, and I just saw Trump get absolutely eviscerated.
Well, why are you watching corporate media?
Well, I like to see their angle. It shows me where the CIA is coming from. It shows me where the New World Order's come from. It's very interesting. I like it from that. But I thought it was very duplicitous that they complained when Trump was threatening war on Kim, and now Kim is a brutal regime, and why are we talking to him? So which is it?
Well, but if I listen to somebody who's trying to kill me, I'm not offended by their lies, right?
Well, you're a lot more balanced person than me, Catherine. I get a little fired up about it. There's a break. First break with Catherine. We're going to stay. My internet still is not up. The storms are still around. So we'll stay like this. Where Catherine Austin fits. Where else would you have to be? Stay tuned. PowerHour.com.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're having a little technical difficulties. We got a huge storm here. If you ever live in southeast Missouri, you know what I mean. The internet's out. So, but we've got Catherine Olsen Fitz, and we're having a very good discussion. We discussed North Korea. Now, she worked in the George H. Walker Bush administration. And I asked her during the break, Catherine, is there any instance where you had a big conference coming up, summit coming up, international people, where you can relate it all to the what it takes to put on a summit like this?
Well, here's what it takes. It takes a tremendous amount of coordination among the different agencies and staff. So you're trying to come out of a summit like this with a result. and it impacts a lot of different departments, and a lot of constituencies have issues, and so it's a matter of drawing that up from all the different parts of the executive branch. And, you know, the tension can be enormous. Now, one of the things that prevents the bureaucracy from getting as bad as it can get is, you know, Trump is very entrepreneurial. So he's going to rock and roll no matter what, you know, what the process is. So, you know, the good news is he'll make it more performance-oriented. The bad news is for the people who are trying to run a process and get everybody's issues up and vetted, not missing anything, it can be a nightmare, which is why some of the staff always looks stressed. So there's, you know, there's good in that, and that, you know, and there's challenges in that as well. But other thing is, you know, you've got the staff of all the folks in Singapore and the security and the other countries involved. So the amount of coordination and the amount of stress is enormous.
You talked about results. Are you happy with the results that have come from this meeting, and do you think the Trump administration is?
I am not clear what the real results are. So I'm, you know, generally I don't get happy or sad until I see the real results. So what governments do behind the scenes and what they say are two different things.
Do you, you said that. I'm cautiously optimistic. That's where I am right now. I kind of probably feel like you. What exactly just happened? Would you speak a little to the historic nature of this? Is just the fact that they met a really big deal?
No.
Where's China?
So the tensions between China and North Korea and the U.S. have been significant, but I think given that you have essentially a highly controlled government there and you have a president who's going to do what he wants, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all that ultimately these guys got together, because they've been beating their chests. You know, it's like two alpha gorillas. They beat their chests and ultimately, you know, they work it out. So both of them have been taking learning metabolism up in the system, if you will. So it doesn't surprise me that they would get together.
Where's China? Where's China in all this?
You don't know. Remember, China is a country that puts a lot of stress on face, and right now we have a president who doesn't put a lot of stress on face. So China's going to be very careful here, and we don't know. But here's the thing: what the powers that be want to do is to further centralize the financial system and the information systems. And that can't happen unless you bring North Korea into the fold. So this signifies certainly that the G7 world is going to take another step up in terms of centralization. Now, is that part of the U.S. and G7 checkmating the increased steps that China and Russia are taking to, you know, to make themselves independent? I don't know. So does this get you to a multipolar world or keep you in the unipolar world? It's too early to tell.
Well, you mentioned G7. What do you make of the rhetoric back and forth? It almost seems like there were battle lines being drawn between the EU, between Japan, America. What do you make of the G7?
Well, you have several things that are basically tearing apart. Since World War II, we've had the Bretton Woods model running the global trade system. And you have a whole series of different factors that are pulling that system apart. One is the U.S. has gone to extremes to build a unipolar model. And depending on what weaponry they have, that may or may not work. You have Russia and China trying to pull out and build a multipolar world, and the technology is certainly pulling things apart and saying you need a totally different system. And now much more of the power in that model, either one, is coming not from the sea lanes, it's coming from the satellites. In addition, you have the rise of the per capita incomes and the rise of the Asian middle class, and that's completely shifting balance of power throughout all the different countries, and on top of that, you are also, the energy price is shifting. You have the price of renewables falling dramatically, which, you know, is putting the U.S. in a position to be energy self-sufficient. So whether it's energy prices, whether it's technology, whether it's what's going on in space, whether it's the rise of Asia, all of these things are dramatically changing the power equation globally, and the Bretton Woods system can't hold together. It's why Trump is looking at the cash flows and trying to repatriate a lot of operations and cash flow. At the same time, he's trying to renegotiate, you know, the cash flows with all the big trading partners because it's not working.
Let me ask you a pointed question about trade. You mentioned that. Are we, as Trump portrays, are we getting screwed on these reciprocal trade deals with a lot of these countries?
Here's the thing. We have trading relationships, and, you know, it's highly complex. But the reality is the U.S. has been massively subsidized for many decades by running the reserve currency. So we got enormous financial subsidy from running the reserve currency, but we also spent a fortune on military to make that reserve currency go. And the reality, as the, you know, the market share of the dollar shrinks, we need to recut those cash flows. And it's not simple. It's complex. So when Trump was talking about, you know, we're spending too much to NATO and everybody else isn't, you know, putting their share in, part of what he was talking about was, you know, given that the dollar float is shrinking, we can't afford to keep putting out on the military unless you guys start picking up your piece.
So, is this all a setup for a reset of currencies? That were all this is. I mean, you mentioned it before. It's unsustainable, and this is a setup for a total reset.
I would say we're in a what Rob Kirby calls the vertical, the vertical expansion of the money supply. So, if it wasn't for the deflation of war and technology and globalization, you know, we would have hyperinflation. If you look at the Chapwood Index. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's an investment advisor in Chicago who's done, is that the music?
Yeah, there's the music. Let's hold that thought. Get on the other side. We'll get into space-based economy. Solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Ever often fit. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.